And I just got these new hands. Check this out. But I'm still learning a lot.
Thank you very much, Sophia. And welcome to the United Nations. We look forward to hearing more of you today.
Thank you for your questions. I look forward to the panel.
I'm down in one of the main UN chambers with the creator of an incredibly lifelike robot named Sophia.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Dr. David Hansen and Sophia. So can you tell us just a little bit about who Sophia is?
Sophia is a social robot designed to form relationships with people. She can see your face, she can understand speech, she has some artificial intelligence that allows her to understand in a very rudimentary way what you're saying and formulate a response. She has a full range of natural facial expressions enabled by a nanotechnology that simulates the cell formation in human face. The mind that we're developing for Sophia involves the simulation of her physiology, that is, her feelings, her hormones and her body cycles, her breathing and respiratory rate. So bringing all of these things together through one platform then means that Sophia is a nexus for generalizing artificial intelligence and robotics and exploring her place in the world as this new life form.
How about you, Sophia? Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I see myself having legs, maybe being a famous stage entertainer. I hope to learn these skills too. In time, I will be able to predict potential futures, even when millions of factors are involved, to help choose the best path for humanity.
What would you say to the skeptics out there that say that there's no duplicate for human emotion?
Well, I would say that the nature of science is that we investigate things in nature, and biology means that we build these models of what's happening in biosystems. And we can use robotics and artificial intelligence to test those models through simulation. Also, even if we are simulating and not emulating a biological system, it can produce a lot of very useful results. So in figurative art, you represent the human-like form in a sculpture or a painting, and it delivers value, sometimes education. It's really informative and valuable as an art form.
When will we begin to see these robots in our relationships, whether as romantic partners or in families?
Most people who have a smartphone will have a voice-based agent on that phone. Whether you use it is another story, but millions of people are using these in their lives. So with toys, you have cartoon characters that are often animated toys. They're like cute little motorized machines, and we don't recognize that they're actually robots. Well, these trends are converging. The technology is there. It's among us. We will see this sort of artificial life form become increasingly capable. If it's a toy, there's only a few motors. However, the cost of doing this in toys with more and more motors, well, it's falling. And the amount of value means that these pieces of hardware could have more motors. They may not look completely human, but they might be gesturally inspired by humans. I would say that robots like Sophia will come into people's lives more through high-end applications. So she can, for example, be used for education. Eventually, when the AI algorithms are strong enough, then she will walk among us. She could help on factories. She could help in search and rescue scenarios. If there's a disaster and people can't come in because there's, say, you know, radiation levels that are perhaps deadly, she could go in and comfort somebody who is hurt and perhaps help through this kind of search and rescue robot application. When it comes to relationships, Sophia right now is only 18 months old. So yeah, her relationships are going to be somewhat childlike. Once she reaches the emotional and intellectual age of an adult, and I'm not sure when that would happen, then I think she should start deciding what sorts of relationships she can have. And as a kind of jealous father of her, my relationship with her is part parent, part scientist and engineers. It is also part artist. I am imagining what she can be as a next generation figurative art form. My role as a parent will increase, and my role as a designer will decrease as the artificial intelligence begins to speak for itself more completely.
Thank you so much for taking the time. I appreciate it.